Today I have two brief readings and then share message. The first one is a blessing. It's a Lammas blessing. The world has turned, the wheel has turned once more. The first harvest is at our door, giving us abundance of plenty. We share them with our own and many. Our dying sun begins to fade as the goddess bears the fruit they made. The sun will journey back to earth in the endless cycle of life, death, and rebirth. And then from the Christian scripture, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 31 through 33, from the Tree of Life version. Now Jesus of Nazareth presented to them another parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a farmer took and planted in his field. Now it's the smallest of all seeds, yet when it's full grown, it's greater than any other of the herbs. It becomes like a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." And another story? God's kingdom is like yeast that a woman works into the dough for dozens of loaves of barley bread and waits while the dough rises. I chose these two, and as you can kind of guess, there's a theme going on of seeds and planting and harvesting, and of course the ongoing question of what are the seeds that we plant in our lives and what is it that we harvest. You know, I love how things come together. When I was asked, and I was very delighted, and by the way, I'm very, very delighted to be back again as here in February. And when I was asked to come back about 6 to 8 weeks ago, I asked, is there a theme? And it was said no, and so I went, okay, let's see, July, August, what on earth happens in July or August? And so, you know, me being me, I, you know, dove into, okay, what's going on? And, oh, yeah, the Feast of Lunasa or Lammas is happening on August 1st. Also, of course, as I was looking at that, it, of course, reminded me of the scripture reading, the Christian scripture reading that I just shared with you. And I love how it all comes together. And as if you don't know, and if you delve into the feast day of Lunasa, it is a ancient Celtic feast day. Well, it's not just a day, it's a time frame. It's a couple weeks long. And oh, goodness gracious, do you know what happens at the end of July? For a couple weeks, there is a gathering of the nations coming together. This is true. It's happening today too. But in the time of the ancient Celts, they would bring together the tribes of all of the nations in the surrounding area to compete in games, in sports. And then there was a big feast of frivolity and like that. Oh, kind of like that controversy that happened that was all over social media that people thought was a parody of the Last Supper, which was not that at all, but was instead a modern day interpretation of the Feast of Bacchus, who indeed is, you know, an Olympian god who loves to party. Isn't that what the Olympics is about? It's about gathering people from all of the nations to come together to compete in games instead of warfare, and to have a good time and party. And of course, some people being who they are like to take all of the fun out of it. But I digress. So it is that we talk about, in August around here especially, you know, the last thing we're thinking of is harvest time. Well, of course, you know, we live in a city and there's not a lot of fields around us, so we don't necessarily see a lot of things, you know, to harvest. But if you have fruit trees like I do, we're harvesting. well, okay, I'm not harvesting. I have two peach trees, if you want to call that harvesting. The apricots just came in. It was absolutely luscious and delicious. And now the peaches are coming in. So indeed, yes, this is a time of harvest. And in the northern hemisphere, when it wasn't quite so hot, this is a time of bringing in the first fruits. And I talk about this because, you know, sometimes we get stuck on our religions. You know, Christianity, of course, took Lunasa and turned it into Lammas, and it was a feast of the first bread. But it doesn't matter what our faith is. We all have something in common, and that's the cycles of life. We have the earth who reminds us to live, that there's times of living. There's a time of dying, as we've heard in the prayers of grief and sorrow. There's a time of celebrating. And there's a time of planting, and there's a time of harvesting. That does not belong just to one faith. That belongs to all of us. And I thought it was a beautiful intersection of two different faiths coming together to share this story today. And so again, 8 weeks ago, when I saw that this was coming up, I asked myself, what is it that I'm planting? What is it that I'm planting? You know, until just a week ago, wow, how things can change in a week. Hallelujah. There has been an increasing amount of despair in this country, an increasing amount of cynicism and hatred and distrust. And I'm not saying that with a snap of the finger and one or two changes of who's doing what in what political party that everything is all fine. But what I am saying is that it reminds us that for such time as this, it reminds us, what is it that we have planted? What is it that we're going to continue to plant? And what is it that we are harvesting? In a time of conflict, a time of despair, a time of this is and that's, it's easy to plant division. But I think as people of faith, whatever we call that faith, that we are called to plant seeds of hope. That's something, you know, I'll tell you that as somebody who speaks to folks every week, trying to bring some encouraging message, some inspirational message, it's not been the easiest thing to do over the last year. But I try really hard to say, doesn't matter how bad something is, how bad the societal conversation is, it doesn't even matter how hard things are in our personal lives. For me, I try really hard to always plant or harvest a seed of hope. So my message for us today is, you know, how many of us, let me ask this, how many of you consider yourself to have a green thumb? Yay. How many of you have a brown thumb? Yeah, that's me. I said I have this beautiful garden that have all these trees. I can take no credit for the fruit that comes from it. But you know, planting a garden is like planting our lives. Sometimes, you know, we might go down the aisle at the gardening store and we search and search for just the right seed and just the right soil and just the right compost and just the right time of, and of course, just the right gloves. We must look gorgeous while we do our gardening. I have beautiful blue ones. We spend so much time on the details that we forget what it is that we're doing. And oftentimes that's like a lot of our lives, personal or societal, right? Sometimes we write or get so specific in our to-do list that we forget the joy around us. Sometimes we get so focused on all of the new apps on our phone to organize our life that we forget those who are sitting next to us. And so it is that we are reminded at this time of year, it is good to plan, yes. But you know, there's that old saying that go ahead, make the plans for your life and see what God says, for they will laugh at you. Yes, plan, and yes, plant. But in the garden that we plant, whether it's zucchini or pumpkins, you'll never get rid of those. I'm encouraged by the scriptural passage that reminds us to be like the farmer who plants mustard seed. I say that because you don't have to be very careful about planting mustard seeds. You have to till the soil and all of that. But you know, if you have mustard seed, go ahead, just throw it to the winds, and you will have a weed that grows and grows and grows and grows. A weed that will nourish the soil and attract the bees and attract the birds. And you will have beauty from the smallest of seeds. The smallest of seeds. So as we go into our lives, into this week, whether again it is at our own home or whether it is in the world around us, yes, we have to do all of the things that we are taught: organize, network, do the justice work, do the self-care work, you know, plant those rows. But we must also plant hope and faith. We all have traditions we come from, organized or not. Our traditions might be our families, might be our friendship circles. It might be organizations that we're a part of. Might be this faith community. We all have traditions that we come from. And in each of them, they continue to remind us that even in the darkest of days, in as the story of Lammas, when the sun starts to go to wane and the days become shorter again, the earth reminds us that the sun will rise again. Hope is something that is so elusive and so powerful. It can turn us from places of despair and darkness into a place of thinking it just might get better. And if things don't get better, it at least rejuvenates us so there is strength for the next day. I've been thinking a lot recently, actually not about political issues, but about my mom who left this realm 13 years ago now. And I remember the time, and like many of us who've lost a parent, it's probably one of the hardest things to go through for somebody who's been that parent role for us. And I reflect back on that, and I remember that in the moment I thought, I'm never going to get through this. But I had the seeds of hope in my family and friends around me who nurtured me in those times of darkness. They were my seeds. They were my seeds. And so it is today, as, you know, my dad, we were doing stuff yesterday. He's 92 years old. And it flashed through me, how much longer will I be blessed with him in this realm? What would it be like when he leaves? Will I get through it? I thought back to those times of my mom and when she passed. And I went, you know, the seeds of hope were planted then. They were nurtured then. So I knew and I know that I will survive. It's a lot like our life. Right now, for many of us, boy, those mustard seeds are growing into plants that are all over the place, and it's a different world than it was 7 days ago. Those are new seeds of hope. But we don't know what will be harvested in months ahead. But they are the seeds of hope that will give us the strength to live each day fully. I close with this. My prayer for us all is that during the time ahead, the seeds that we plant, no matter if they're pumpkins or zucchini, sunflowers, or yes, the mustard seed, that we can lean into community, that we can seek out love, that we can applaud the good that we see, and that we continue to pay attention to that which is around us, that we will talk to our neighbors, that we will love ourselves and one another, that we will dance to the music and embrace the art. We will look for love and small joys. We will take breaks and relish in nourishing our bodies. Donate where you can. This congregation's a good place to donate to. Linger at the dinner table with friends. Check in with your people. Let yourself grieve and love one another as deeply as you can. For it nomad does not matter what storm has been or shall be. We have one another. We are each other's mustard seed.